to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Hello there. This is Tim Spencer and the Sons of the Pioneers on Here's to Veterans, a specially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Trail. This song brings you the Sons of the Pioneers to entertain once again on Here's to Veterans. And here are the songs of Western America, the songs we all know and love.
Over mountains high, down the canyons wide, let me roam and ride, ride through timber. When the day is done, lie and dream, dream of timber.
Tall timbers calling,
timber,
and the echoes ring. All of nature sings a song along the timber trail. The timber trail.
Timber,
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 timber.
Thank you, boys. And this, friends, is Tim Spencer. Say, whatever become of Davy Crockett? You don't hear much about him anymore. We all know Davy once killed a bar at the age of 3. But did you know that Davy once gave out a word of wisdom? Wisdom that is still good advice for all of you veterans who plan to take training under the GI Bill. Yes, sir, here is what old Davy said. Listen, I'll leave this rule for others when I'm dead. Be always sure you're right, then go ahead. Get that? Now, here is why you just have to be right before you go ahead with GI training. The law says you are allowed only one change of course, no more than one. So you can afford to be wrong only once. Just once, no more. So, veterans, don't jump blindly into the first course of study that strikes your fancy. Be sure it's a course that will lead straight toward the goal in life that's best for you. Now, that's not the whole story by a long shot. There's more. I'll tell you the whole thing, but first, we want to sing another song for you. A tune that means The Sons of the Pioneers, written by Bob Nolan, The Plaintive, Lonesome, Cool Water.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water.
Water. Old Dan and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear. And then don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
And can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water.
Don't you listen to him then. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
sea, let me dream free where the waters run free, and it's waiting there for me in your cool water.
That was Bob Nolan's Cool Water. And boy, oh boy, what a song. We've sung that song more than 1,000 times. And still love to do it. Fellas, I've been telling you about Davy Crockett and about GI training. Remember that famous saying of Davy's? Be sure you're right, then go ahead. It applies particular to you fellas planning on some GI training. You see, the law says you're allowed only one change of course, no more. So it pays to be sure you're right before you start. But maybe a veteran is not sure he's right. Maybe he is uncertain, puzzled about what's best for him to do. What you going to do then? Well, in that case, the thing to do is to ask the VA for vocational counseling. Counseling gives you a series of tests and interviews that help you to gain a surer knowledge about yourself and about your own special abilities. It helps you get on the right track so you can head for the right goal for you. But listen, fellas, whether you take vocational counseling or not, remember the basic purpose of GI training. It's to help you make something of your life. So don't waste your GI training. Use it, but use it well. Now here's a rollicking wagon song that's helped carry the pioneers across the western plains. The song is Sweet Betsy from Pike.
Did you ever hear tell of Sweet Betsy from Pike, who crossed the great mountains with her husband Ike, with 2 yoke of cattle and 1 yellow dog, a tall Shanghai rooster and 1 spotted hog? Saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we've penned out our pile. The Indians came down in a wild yelling horde, and Betsy got scared that they'd scalp her adored. Behind the front wagon will Betsy did fall, and there she shot Injuns with musket and ball. Saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we've penned out our pile.
That, my friends, was Sweet Betsy from Pike. Wasn't she quite a gal? Say, I forgot to mention that all these songs we're singing for you today are in our brand new long-playing album called The Sons of the Pioneers 25 Favorite Cowboy Songs. You know, I got an album right in front of me here. Got a herd of cattle, a couple of cowboys, a mountain scene, a picture taken up in Utah. I better get back to my business here at hand. I'd like right now to call on the boys to strum up the guitar. Andale, vaqueros, andale.
Pajarillo, pajarillo, pajarillo barranqueño, qué bonitos ojos tienes, lástima que tengan dueño. Esta llavita de oro, abre mi pecho y verás lo mucho que yo te quiero y el mal pago que me das. ¿Qué pajarillo es aquel que canta en aquella tierra? Anda y dile que no cante, que espere a que yo me muera. Pajarillo barranqueño.
Well, sir, there's a whole lot of city folks who go out in the country and buy an old house and then spend thousands of dollars bringing it back to its original condition. A sort of a reverse on modernizing. Well, that's what we're going to do with this old traditional Western folk song. and say how they have butchered this one. But we want to sing it in its original form.
There's a yellow rose in Texas I'm going there to see. No other fella knows her, nobody, only me. She cried so when I left her, it nearly broke her heart. And if we ever meet again, we never more shall part.
She's the sweetest rose of color the Southland ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your dearest mate, sing a Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee. Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
That's the Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Tim Spencer, and all the Sons of the Pioneers. Here's to Veterans is presented transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President, whose members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top-flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And from west of the Pecos, we're the Sons of the Pioneers saying, thanks for listening.